Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
It's the Bulletin Tunes Podcast. And here's your host, Andrew Mortimer.
Yes, hello, I am back. I'm actually doing a new episode. I'm sorry it's been quite a while. Yeah, things got a bit weird towards the end of last year because I was trying really hard to get some episodes out and I kept saying, yeah, I'm going to do more. I'm always promising I was going to continue with this show. And yeah, it's been, I can't say it's been hard. I think I've just, I've had so many things on my mind. I mean, I could sit here and come up with as many excuses as I want, but yeah. The point is, I'm back. And yeah, this is kind of the start of a new season, I suppose. I'm kind of forgetting all the stuff that I was planning on doing. And I'm just going to start afresh, I think, because, yeah, it's still the Beluga Tunes podcast. I did say I was going to change that, and ultimately I've decided not to. I just think it's fine as it is. So what am I going to be doing in this week's episode? Well, I shall tell you. There's going to be the usual six-minute shout-out. And what's that going to be about? Well, you're going to have to wait and see. That's the whole point. You have to... You should know by now. You should know that that's how it works. Anyway, there's also a film. Yeah, this is the Would I Watch It Again portion of the show. And this week I am talking about the 1931 Dracula film, which I hadn't seen. It's another one that I hadn't seen until now. And you're going to find out what I thought about it, basically. I'm not going to do like an in-depth review or anything. It's just going to be my thoughts on that particular film. Yeah, and also, I'm going to try and continue with the Odyssey Express. And I've just realised, I don't know if I actually uploaded the episode with the last chapter that I wrote. Like, for new listeners, it's like an ongoing story that I'm working on, and I read a new chapter every week. It's all very random, because the way it's done is I just choose random words. You'll find out how it goes. Like, if this is your first time listening to this... Yeah, it's going to be weird. It's going to be really weird to hear all that. But yes, it's a story about a group of friends who are traveling on a train, this magical train that takes them to all kinds of weird, random places. And the idea is that it there's no end to it, really. I'm not working towards anything in particular. It's like a mystery tour. Yeah, so that's pretty much it, I think. I think that's all I have planned this week, so let's just get on with it, shall we?
The Beluga Tunes Podcast, almost as good as the last thing you listened to.
Yes, it's time for the six-minute shout-out, so let's spin that internet wheel. There it goes. I've got to keep an eye on the time. I'm timing myself. Yeah, so it'll be about 9 minutes in. Anyway, yep, it's still spinning. What's he going to land on? I can never tell. There's so many things on that wheel. Oh, it's slowing to a stop, and it has landed on Kitsuli. Yeah, now here's the thing. You may have noticed some new audio clips that I've been playing. Like, even in the intro, there was something new there, wasn't there? Yeah, and this is thanks to Kitsuli, and I'm going to talk about her work. She has a website, kitsuli.com, and this is going to make my job a lot easier. There's a paragraph here that I can read. Julie Kitsuli is a 2D artist, animator, illustrator, and entertainer living in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. By day, she is an Atlanta tour guide. On weekends, she is an event entertainer at festivals and parties for kids. The rest of her time is dedicated to her art and adventures. Read Kitsuli's blog or follow Kitsuli on Twitter, at Kitsuli, remember that, for the latest updates. Yeah, and it's great because sometimes you come across someone who's just so lively and exciting. And yeah, Julie's really one of these people. I'm really glad, you know, because here's the thing. Normally when I do this segment, I'm talking about something that I just sort of found online that I thought was kind of cool. But I came across Julie's work in December on Twitter, and I really liked her drawings and artwork, and I had a go at drawing one of her characters, and we kind of developed a little friendship out of that, because I showed her the picture that I'd drawn of one of the OCs that she has, and we did a lot more other things. I've kind of talked about this in my live streams. In fact, the most recent live stream I did, I had a bit of a chat with Julie over the Twitch chat section. But yeah, so we are now kind of mutuals, and yeah, we've helped each other come up with new ideas and all sorts of things. And it's just wonderful. It's like, because I don't know an awful lot of people. I know a lot of people who do creative things, like who are artists, and it's great talking to them about their work. But I've never been this much involved, because we've managed to do some fun collabs and things, and I really feel like I've had so much inspiration. I really feel motivated to do more artwork now. I'm just constantly having ideas and drawing stuff, and this is brilliant. This is what I really needed. But yeah, and as it said on the website, Julie does art, but she does a lot of other things. She does the tour guides and entertainment events and festivals. I just find this all really fascinating just to know about. And if you go to her SoundCloud, this is especially good. She's recorded some voices for like the characters that she and I have come up with. Because we put together this like cartoon band called Femme Fertile, and that's been a lot of fun. We just we each came up with a bunch of characters, and we put them together, and we just started deciding on their kind of relationships and history and everything going in the background. So that's an example of the sort of collaborative work we have done. She's even on IMDb because of her animation work. You can find out about the animated film she's worked on. That's really fascinating. And obviously, I got her to do some work for this podcast because she does voice acting as well. So yeah. I'm really pleased because I don't think I'm going to be able to play all of the clips, I decided I wanted to mix things up a bit, so we've got plenty of new clips. Because one thing, the intro to this podcast is like a variation, because I wanted to have a special intro for the live stream episodes that I'm going to do, because this one isn't live. I'm not live streaming this, but here's the other version. I'm just going to play it. Hang on.
Live from sunny Southampton, it's the Beluga Tunes podcast.
See, that's brilliant, isn't it? I can now use that for the live stream episodes, because I just really for a while I thought it'd be really great to have something like that, just to sort of underline the fact that it's a live version of the podcast. So yeah, I think that's my time's up, and I have so much more that I wish I had time to say. Go to kitsuli.com, and you find all the information you need for Julie Kitsuli. So yeah. That's it. That's on to the next bit. So, this is I'm going to change the subject a little bit now, because I mentioned Femme Fatale, and the members of that band very kindly recorded some celebrity endorsements for this show. Here's the first one. This is from Claire Kitty.
Hi, everyone. This is Claire Kitty from Femme Fatale, and I love listening to the Beluga Tunes podcast when I'm in the bath. Oh, wait a minute. What are you doing in my bathroom? Get out of here!
To see you. I don't know what happened to the driver and my luggage and... Well, and with all this, I thought I was in the wrong place.
I bid you welcome. Them, children of the night, what music they make.
The ancient vampire Count Dracula arrives in England and begins to prey upon the virtuous young Mina. So this was, this is the 1931 Dracula, directed by Todd Browning, with the Bela Lugosi as Count Dracula, written by Bram Stoker. Yeah, so I hadn't actually seen this one because, I'm still just kind of getting into horror films, even like these type of classic horror sort of monster movies. I really enjoyed it. One of the things I really feel I need to talk about is the beginning has some moments which I think today are almost quite funny to watch because, you know, you've got this traveller saying, you know, I'm going to Count Dracula's place, and the villagers are all like, don't go there, you mustn't go to that house or that... that castle, they're doing the Hail Marys and all of that, but I really enjoyed that. I think it's sort of making me, because I don't think I realised that in Young Frankenstein they do actually reference this film, like this version of Dracula, because you've got like the coach journey to the castle is like, you know, they do kind of use that in Young Frankenstein. It's funny how all of a sudden I'm seeing how parodies picked up from these sources. But yeah, I do find that quite fascinating because I've actually brought this up a lot in the films I've talked about on this podcast. The fact that when you watch an old film, sometimes you get that feeling of it almost seems like parts of it are kind of derivative, but they're not, because it's much older than what it's reminding you of. Because I think I said something about that with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, how at the time it was probably easier to enjoy it when it was still a new film and we hadn't seen similar films come out after that, but yeah, so it didn't spoil it for me. I really enjoyed how all of a sudden we're getting these things which have kind of become cliches because of the parodies or the remakes, like the retellings of the Dracula myth. And I must say, I think, because I don't know what to say about the acting, but the casting was definitely very good. Because Bela Lugosi is just, like, I don't really know how to describe it, because like, I feel like he just delivers really. You know, it's everything you could really want out of your Dracula. And Edward Van Sloan, he played Van Helsing. He was really good. I really liked what he brought to this. And yeah, I thought it had a great atmosphere to it. Oh, and one thing that I really think is worth mentioning, because this isn't anything to do with the original creators, but I think because the version I watched was like a re-release, and apparently I've read online that people have been saying that the soundtrack in like the more recent, slightly updated cut wasn't there in the original cut. And they seem to think it spoils it. I don't know if I'd go that far to say it, but it did sort of make me realise the score in the new cut, it does take up a bit too much of the soundtrack. There are so many scenes that would probably work a lot better without it. So I am quite interested to see the original cut that doesn't have all that music. It's good music, but it's not entirely necessary. So yeah, that's really it. I think that's about all I have to say on this film, because I want to move on. Would I watch it again? Absolutely. I think I'm going to add this to my Halloween list of films to watch. Because yeah, it's funny that I've not really seen a lot of Dracula films. In fact, I watched that 90s vampire film as part of this podcast. So yeah, I'm going to go to Suggest Me Movie now, and I'm going to see if I can. It's changed since I last did this. Let's have a look. There's the filters. They've moved the filters. Okay, so I've got Shall We Dance 2004. That's the film that I'm going to be talking about in the next episode of the Beluga Tunes podcast.
The Beluga Tunes podcast will return after these messages.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Previously on the Odyssey Express. Right, so Shane doesn't want to relive his painful memories. He had a shower, apparently. Teresa is thinking about Toblerones. While Shane is in the shower, freshening up, the train begins to jolt. Suddenly everybody loses their balance from the commotion. Now, they're at a toll booth, apparently. I don't remember any of this. I don't remember writing this. A Complete History of Crumpet Farming. That's a book that the man in the toll booth is reading. Becky has asked Shane to release the brake to set the train in motion while she's distracting the man at the toll booth. Okay, simple enough. So basically, I'm going to be writing chapter 26 now. So I am at randomlists.com. I'm using the random word generator, and here are my words. These are the words that I'm going to use to make a new chapter. Health, Error, Burly, Manage, Tremble, Fanatical, Cumbersome, and Cakes. Those are the words that I'm going to be using to write this new chapter. So I'm just going to go away for a bit and I'll be back with my finished writing. And just like magic, I have a new chapter. So here we go, chapter 26 of the Odyssey Express. Becky puts on a disguise that consists of a pair of glasses, a hairnet, and a pair of marigold gloves. She then goes up to the toll booth man and says, "Good morning, this is a routine health inspection." The man looks up from his book. "Oh dear," he thinks to himself, "I wasn't prepared for this." "You appear to have made a schoolboy error over there," yells Becky, pointing at a pile of old newspapers. "Look at that mess. Without a clean toll booth, you won't be able to make any business for yourself." "Please forgive me," replies the toll booth man as he tries his best to tidy the place up. Meanwhile, Shane is having difficulties starting the train. "Can't seem to shift it," he cries as he pushes the lever with all his might. "I would have thought a burly man like yourself would be good at this," says Teresa. No matter how much force he uses, Shane cannot manage to shift the brake. "Have you tried talking to the train?" suggests Suzette. Everybody ignores her, assuming she is merely using humour to lighten the atmosphere. Shane begins to tremble with all the energy he's using. "Keep trying," Lisa calls to him. "I seem to have a fanatical obsession with these stickers and collectibles," says Becky, pointing to the decor in the toll booth. "Oh yes," replies the worker. "I wouldn't ever want to be without them." Becky begins to lose her patience. "Come on, Shane, hurry up," she thinks. Then Becky has an idea. "This train is too cumbersome," she yells. "It's taking up way too much space. This is a health and safety violation." "Oh, then someone should move it," replies the worker. He calls over to the train. "Hey, get moving. You're taking up too much space." Just then, the train starts to move, and Shane finds himself being hurtled into one of the cakes that Suzette bought at the previous stop. Fortunately, it's a chocolate fudge cake, which happens to be his favourite. So, Suzette seems to have been right. It was just a matter of talking to the train. That's the new thing. Okay, so that was it. That was my new chapter.
You're still listening to the Beluga Tunes podcast. Can I go home now?
Yes, you can, because the time has very nearly come for me to send you all on your merry way. So now just time for me to say, my website is belugatoons.com, BelugaTons. If you want to check out my Redbubble, go to belugatoons.redbubble.com. You can follow this podcast on Twitter. It's at belugatoonspod. And this podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Acast, and now Spotify. Yeah, the stings were brought to you by Julie Kitsouli, so thank you very much, Julie, for doing those. Please go and visit her website, kitsouli.com. Thanks to Femme Fertile for their celebrity endorsements. I'm realizing now I can only play one of those. I only have room for one of those a week, so you'll hear more of those as it goes on. Join me next week when I will be talking about Shall We Dance. That'll be the film. There'll also be another 6 minute shout out and all of that stuff. And one more thing. I am going to do some more live stream episodes, and I think what I might try and do is make that every second episode from here on. So every other episode is going to be a live stream, so you'll get to see me do it in real time. See how that turns out. And it'll be visual as well. You'll get to see some visuals. It'll probably be on Twitch sometime next week, hopefully, if I can arrange that. So yeah, that's something to look forward to. I can't think of anything else. I always forget. You see, I used to have to read the credits to all the clips that I was playing, all the copyrighted stuff, but I'm not doing that anymore, so yeah, that's one less thing to worry about. I do hope you have enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Do take care. And until next time, bye-bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.